match the beat.
A group of board-certified music therapists from around the state are gathered here in a small auditorium at the Indiana University Health Riley Children's Hospital, handing out drums to children and their families. It's part of an event called Indy Sings, a music therapy experience. As the drumming quickly dissolves into a din, parents' faces are lighting up. This particular demonstration is showing how music therapy and the rhythmic component of music specifically can help children on the autism spectrum practice motor coordination and personal expression. So what is music therapy? There's often some confusion. It's not just about performers using music trying to help people with disabilities or other ailments. It's an established health practice that's been around for 60 years with licensed professionals. And what it can accomplish depends on the patient.
Some of the most amazing things that have come out of therapy sessions are purposeful speech, learning to sight read words, a lot of language development, social skill enhancement.
That's Amanda Henley, a research associate at the IU School of Nursing and one of the coordinators of the Indy Sings event.
They're not thinking that they're actually working on that when you're meeting with them for a music therapy session, but all of those things kind of grow and come out of a music therapy session.
A session could mean singing or playing music to work on expression or language development, or listening and discussing music to help with developmental or learning disabilities. Take this example from Kate Myers Kaufman, a music therapist at the organization Noble of Indiana. One of her clients had trouble communicating.
Said he doesn't talk that much, so when I first started working with him, I just tried singing songs to see if he knew any lyrics. Traditional folk songs or children's songs. Then I started doing some Motown, and he knew all the words to Michael Jackson, all the words to Temptations songs. You gotta smile so bright. Now he speaks full sentences and says, I want to play this, I need to go to the bathroom. He does pre-vocational work too, and I had some of his other workers coming up to me saying, I didn't even know he could talk. Music therapy kind of hit a nerve with him that helped him be able to express himself, and now he communicates to everybody, and it generalizes in his entire life that he.
The Indy Sings event focused specifically on using music therapy as a means to help children on the autism spectrum, allowing them to find help in their area of Indiana.
Specifically with the autistic community, we see a lot of emotional and social skill development.
Lindsay Wright is the director of music therapy at the organization Opportunities for Positive Growth, as well as the president of the Association for Indiana Music Therapy.
We're able to focus on some of their sensory behaviors and able to get them to work on their motor skills a little bit too. But we also work with people with Down syndrome, other developmental disabilities. With music, people are motivated to work on the therapy, but you also get cues for your brain. So you have the neurological component and the motivation to work on the therapy.
Knowing the neurological aspects of how music works is important for music therapists to decide which treatment to use. For instance, imagine a patient who's had a stroke on the left hemisphere of their brain. That's the area where speech is produced, stripping that person of the ability to communicate. Music, however, activates both hemispheres of the brain. A music therapist may get this patient to sing or try to complete the words to known songs, allowing them to regain the use of their voice. For children with autism, communication of emotions may be difficult, yet music can be a non-verbal way of expressing emotion, allowing these children to express themselves non-verbally.
Andy, what makes you happy?
Riding my bicycle.
So,
Andy's happy when he rides.
The music therapist that I talked to mentioned that their outreach had another important goal, state advocacy. Currently, there are only 3 states, North Dakota, Nevada, and Georgia, that have state licensing for music therapists. That's something that Wright, as the president of the Association for Indiana Music Therapy, is working towards.
Well, we've had a couple legislative efforts, and we've put out a couple bills. We were looking at increasing access to music therapy, but also we are looking for state recognition. We would like to protect the practice of music therapists and the title of music therapists. There's a lot of training that goes into becoming a music
Protecting the practice means making it easier for licensed and trained music therapists to work with clients in hospitals or other care centers, ensuring that patients can get the kind of treatment they really need.
They're within, you know, some of the hospitals in the state, and they are hiring musicians who don't necessarily have the training to be music therapists. And a lot of the time, it's not because anybody's trying to break any rules, it's just because they don't realize that there is a program to study music therapy.
I asked Amanda Henley, along with her colleague Caitlin Crater, a music therapist and graduate student at IUPUI, who also helped to organize Indie Sings, to discuss the benefits of music.
Why do you feel music therapy works so well? Why music?
You know, it has this ability to not only affect our mind, but our entire spirit, our bodies, in a way that a lot of other things don't.
I think that music is also non-confrontational. It's not scary. Most people enjoy music, or there is some type of music that everyone, you know, can enjoy.
Let's go back to the event. When it started, the music therapist began with a song they called the Hello Song, designed to assist in communication.
The Hello Song is a great example. I had a client who had never said hello unless he was prompted.
Caitlin Crater relays this story about the Hello Song and the way it helps someone in real life.
We started singing this Hello Song, and it got inside of him. So he was at the grocery store, and he started singing hello to the cashier. And it's just those little things that then transfer over to saying hello and understanding what that means.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Mark Chilla.